Wednesday, August 12th. Okay, I'm a little confused right now. I just got a weird text from Chloe and Zoe. Awesome news, Nikki. We have a big surprise just for you. Can't wait to tell you the details. Are you at home right now? I really don't like surprises, especially from Chloe and Zoe. I know my BFFs mean well, but sometimes their small, very poorly planned surprises accidentally turn into huge, unplanned disasters. I know I probably sound overdramatic, but my job is to make sure that nothing gets in the way of our trip to Paris. And dealing with an unexpected surprise from Chloe and Zoe right now is a huge red flag. Soon the doorbell rang, and my BFFs rushed inside. Nikki, everyone is doing your Savage Summer Challenge and loving it, Chloe exclaimed. It was a brilliant idea. You challenged all of us to really push ourselves to accomplish something we've always dreamed about. We took your advice, and now we're killing it. So, to show you how much we care, we have a big surprise for you, Zoe explained excitedly. They both gave me a big hug and then said, Nikki, thanks to you, we're all having the best summer ever, and we want you to have one too. So we signed you up for art camp. You leave on Saturday. Isn't that awesome? You said you always wanted to try fashion illustration, right? Well, going to art camp for 2 weeks will help you develop the confidence and the skills to do it, Zoe smiled. Nikki, you're the best friend ever, Chloe gushed. You so deserve this. And there's more. We signed you up to be a camp counselor. So art camp is totally free. You just have to let them know if you want to come or not. If you decide to go, you leave in 4 days, on Saturday. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to leave on Saturday for 2 weeks, I stammered in shock. Well, if you don't want to wait until Saturday, we can always ask if you can move in a few days early, Zoe offered. Nikki! Why don't you move in tomorrow? Chloe squealed. My BFFs excitedly raved about camp. But all I heard was, blah, 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 blah. For a moment, I seriously thought my head was going to explode. Just great. My summer is quickly turning into an even bigger disaster than it already was. All my band members are so busy with their personal Savage Summer Challenge projects that our trip to Paris is in jeopardy. And now I'm scheduled to pack up and go to some camp for 2 weeks? Okay, I'll admit art camp actually sounds fun. I'd been planning to go to one this summer until we got the opportunity to open for the Bad Boys on tour. Nikki, I sincerely believe that art camp is going to change your life, Chloe gushed. Then they insisted that we call the camp director so she could answer all our very important questions like, what classes are available and how many can she take? What snacks should she bring? Why is my life a bucket of puke? After we finished our phone call, Chloe and Zoe left my house and headed home. However, they had barely been gone 10 minutes when I got another text message from them. They were pestering me to stock up on a hefty supply of marshmallows for s'mores, toilet paper, and bug spray for camp. But I still have some unanswered questions. About Paris, not art camp. It has been almost an entire week, and I still haven't heard anything from Trevor yet. So I'm starting to get really worried. Why hasn't he called me back? Unless, OMG, what if Trevor has seen a photo, or worse yet, a video of our concert catastrophe on social media? I have to be honest and ask myself a very difficult question. Would Trevor Chase, the manager of the world-famous Bad Boys, risk ruining his rep by doing a major project with my band after he saw a photo or video of us practically falling off the stage like a bunch of clowns? No way! We are, like, so fired. I have a bad feeling that we are never, ever going to make that trip to Paris. I guess I'd better take my BFF's advice and buy a truckload of marshmallows, toilet paper, and bug spray for camp.